while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Tuesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. A Minnesota Supreme Court ruling upholds federal access to state courthouses. Three separate storms are expected to bring snow to the Twin Cities Metro. And girls' high school basketball is set to take over the University of Minnesota Twin Cities campus. But first, Governor Tim Walz unveiling his plan today to modernize the state's human services system in an effort to address fraud and modernize the system delivering social services. Walz says one of the key changes would be shifting eligibility determination from counties to the state in 2028, adding that the system has grown too complex for the necessary oversight.
It has been difficult, and especially for the counties, to be able to administer those correctly. And so it comes down to it. I would tell you it is both the complexity of it, and you've seen the other pieces of this, outdated technology. The MAXIS system is grossly outdated.
The plan calls for eliminating the use of managed care organizations in the Medicaid program. 45% of Medicaid spending and 80% of basic care are administered through 8 MCOs. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison taking part in the People's Hearing on Immigration Enforcement at the state capitol today. Joined by numerous other municipal leaders, Ellison praised immigrant business leaders.
Thank you to the members of the community. Our Latino business community is making such a tremendous and vitally important contribution to our economy.
The purpose of the hearing is to document and preserve on the record testimony regarding the impact of federal immigration enforcement on constitutional protections.
No one in our country, no matter where you are born, is beneath the protection of the law, and that is why these stories are so critically important.
Federal agents will be able to continue conducting operations inside Minnesota courthouses.
State Supreme Court Chief Justice Natalie Hudson denied a request to prevent those actions from happening. In her response letter, Chief Justice Hudson said, while courts have the authority to control courtrooms, they have no clear authority in other public places. This comes after agents conducted immigration operations at state courthouses during Operation Metro Surge. Chief Justice Hudson says she did talk with Border Czar Tom Homan and St. Paul ICE Director Sam Olson, stating that they must first coordinate their actions inside courthouses with local sheriff's offices. She also said it's likely that information wasn't fully communicated to all ICE agents. Al Schock, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Charges won't be filed against three members of the St. Paul Police Department in connection with the officer-involved shooting incident that led to the suspect taking his own life. The Ramsey County Attorney's Office concluded the officers were justified in shooting at Tevin Bellefant. It was last July 11th when officers responded to a call of shots fired into a residence on Jessamine Lane in St. Paul. Witnesses told investigators that Bellefant fled into a nearby grocery store, and after he was approached by police, fired a gun at them. The officers fired back, but Bellefant wasn't hit. He eventually ran into a cafe and another store before he was found dead. There's been an outpouring of support since the death of Master Sergeant Nicola Moore, who was killed while stationed in Kuwait last week, with state lawmakers starting to plan how to memorialize her permanently as well.
Republican State Representative Bjorn Olson served in the same unit as Master Sergeant Nicola Moore and has been selected to be the liaison between the family and the public.
Some of the things that we've been thinking about is how do we ensure that her sacrifice is never forgotten.
And he's working on a resolution as well to honor the mother, wife, and soldier who made the ultimate sacrifice.
It's preserved in history, so for as long as Minnesota's a state, it will be remembered that on that day, we honored the life and the legacy of Master Sergeant Nicola Moore.
A GoFundMe page has been set up to help promote gardening.
There's life there. She was big into gardening and wanting to ensure that that passion lives on.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Girls high school basketball is set to take over the University of Minnesota Twin Cities campus starting tomorrow.
The Stuartville Tigers are the top seed in Class 3A, with this year marking the 50th Minnesota Girls High School State Basketball Tournament. Tigers head coach Tanner Tige says the Stuartville community has rallied around the team, which is making a fourth consecutive state tournament appearance.
People say once you kind of get into a routine or expect something, like things can kind of get a little bit more boring, you may say, but we have been so grateful, and we have been so supported by our community, by our staff at here at school, by even kids, and the girls have been, by their peers. So it's been super fun.
As part of the 50th anniversary celebration, many of the past Miss Basketball recipients will be recognized as part of Championship Saturday. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Finally, all those temperatures in the 50s and 60s are taking a short break in the Twin Cities metro, with three separate storms expected to bring snow to the region. The first two are expected to have minimal accumulation, but there is a third storm expected to drop some heavy snow over the weekend. WCCO TV Chief Meteorologist Chris Schaefer.
It looks like it's kicking the system down into northern Iowa. That could change, and it will change. It will either keep trending south, or it might wing back up toward us.
Any snow that falls for the rest of the week is expected to be wet and heavy. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.